Recent deaths at the hands of police have raised lots of anguished questions about where we are as a country on issues of race and police relations. We asked locals and tourists in New York City today what they're thinking and whether this changes how they think about the country.
It doesn't really change my viewpoint on America at all. Like, this is still the country that I live in. New York is still the city I live in. Like, I'm from here. I was born here. So it's not going to change my idea about America at all. But I know it does change other people's opinions. I know some people are like, oh, let's riot, let's do this, let's do that. But in my opinion, it's not. There's no need for it.
Yeah, I feel like we're definitely on the decline and not on the upwards of being united. I feel like we're on the decline of being, we're not a country anymore. We're islands living together on one continent.
As far as what happened on Staten Island, I do believe the police officer probably took it a little out of hand, but I don't think you should look at the color of the people. You should look at the event, not so much if you're black or white, or I don't think that should matter.
So when people say, oh, there's a pattern of shooting young black men in this country, you don't really buy that?
Maybe the black man shouldn't be in the situation that they get shot.
I remember seeing separate water fountains for blacks and for whites when I was a child. And while we don't have separate water fountains, maybe we have separate systems of justice.
A lot of stuff happens in America, so it's like, it's not in my power to change it. I can't do it by myself alone. It gotta be a whole society of people. And then there's another story for them to actually listen to us.
We heard there from Christian Parker, Elise Engler, Lisa Norris, Carrie Garcia, and Rico Rodriguez. They spoke in New York to NPR's Zoe Chase.